Hello, everybody.
Hello.
Mine's gonna be more of a little talk or something. I'm a music composition student at Old Dominion in Norfolk, Virginia, and I'm not very much into microtonality. It's not very big on the East Coast, specifically in Virginia on the East Coast. And I've been, this has been a wonderful experience. And I've really enjoyed all the composition assignments. They've been incredibly challenging, and for someone as myself, I brought some software to write some music, but I recently upgraded my operating system and it broke all my software to the new Lion. So I've been going through the composition assignments and reflecting upon them, and it's been taking me quite a while to come up with something. So I'm still in the process phase, and I suppose that's what I'm going to present right now. It usually takes me, our composition department, you have to perform a piece that you've written over the course of the semester and find the musicians and, find them. And you also have to give a 30-minute presentation along with it. It's also a communications requirement as part of the actual composition degree. And that being said, I'm a very slow writer. The complexity of composition assignment number 4 has been more than enough to sustain me for a few months just to think about. And this is what I have prepared. I said, when we first started to think of rhythms as a group, it may have been dangerous to have been so practical. It is often very exciting to think of a rhythm as an object made of two components, specifically number and rate at which that number occurs. The faster an object moves, the more there are in between two points. The more objects are between two points, they are allowed to move more slowly and achieve a number similar to the first. This is all well and good to think about until we're presented with a challenge, and I realize that a challenge is very fun to think about, and the conflict arises within me as to how best increase my number of thoughts while slowing the rate at which I approach a moment of disturbance. Unfortunately, I'm not very good at this, and I am presented with a challenge to better understand something I am very attracted to, a thing that has potential to neither speed thought nor slow time, but perhaps may give me convenience so that I may experience a friction upon which rate is more easily manipulated at a degree determined solely by the accuracy of my innate ability to abstract a concept. And with Elizabeth presenting a challenge to think of representing feelings in a domain of time, it has the effect of isolating the idea of time so that we may better reflect upon it and what this may mean to us. I'm very often excited to write a piece only to realize somewhere in between the beginning and the end that the writing was actually my assignment, not the piece. I often find myself that I have no desire to find my piece realized by musicians, unfortunately. Reading the score is often enough for me. I suppose imagining the timbres. Okay, so this is diagram 1. This is the best way I can explain what I just said. Thank you. I've never written on a whiteboard before.
very new experience. It's exciting.
This is your performance.
The title of my piece was, the title of my piece of paper was specifically called Distillation for a Reason. And this is the best way I can categorize the way I feel and the conflict I feel, perhaps. If anyone can read this, this says, the obscure or simple, and it tends to generate itself inside this cauldron. Progress is in, or data. The rest outside is noise and potential, which is a new way to describe noise that I like. This is the byproduct, or what I call a gift, because that's all I really can do with it many times. And what I most focus on is specifically this, which is the memory of the experience and the retention of knowledge, most specifically through my emotional memory. I'm very attached to the concept of collecting something distilled. This allows me to remember what I have remembered and where I can remember what I will remember. This is something fine to draw on, something fine to build upon. This is because though it is fine for me to define a system such as this, it is not fine for me to define a catalyst. For perhaps that would require control over something I don't possess, for a catalyst is a concept I feel to be completely abstract, the idea of which I feel approaches something towards a concept of almost a constant, one that can change the effect of a variable or two, though it itself is known more by its action and personality than the name we give it. I've taken it upon myself to define a few kinds of time, reflecting upon the concept after over the course of 24 hours, that I think might be helpful to me in building a system that will generate productivity as the output and allow me specifically to self-sustain when I have very little input, which is essential to my composing because I do desire to become much more efficient should I ever participate in society with my music. And these two names I have called the practical and the impractical. The practical can be defined by practicing, or more the general idea of practicing, and abstracting. Many people fight over these ideas, I find, for I heard a good conversation about Wynton Marsalis being very much about the impractical, which I will define in just a second. Defining what true jazz is and what have you. People get very excited over things, over these things. This is specifically playing or doing. Very similar to, kind of popped out of me today, very similar to Harry Parch's concepts of the corporeal and the abstract. For practical, we have something that grows exponentially, something that is completely related to the grid, something that is measured by its distance from one point to another. It achieves periodicity. The only reason I say it grows exponentially is because something that does not repeat either grows or decreases, and therefore it is focused on the grid, so we have some form of measurement to perceive that growing or decreasing or staying still, which is called periodicity. This allows degrees of resolution, which are important for perceiving those levels, or if it is speeding up and at what rate. But the most important thing is that it is always on the grid. And this has a low degree of resolution. Some might call it ignorance or an ignoring of resolution, but I'll get to that in just a second. A higher degree of social potential. Okay, a higher degree of social potential. An emphasis on optimism. I found that one is a little very emotional for such a kind of abstracted idea, but I think you understand what I'm saying. I am very open to criticism and help because this is an idea that's very important to me. don't know if I said that. It is often very easy to jump back and forth between the two, and doing so requires little conscious effort. The condition, however, this is the most important part that I've found so far, is that the impractical always generates the practical, and that the practical always generates tangible data. This data may then be filtered, and the output is what we may refer to as responsibility. Responsibility, I find, is a burden, and I'm willing to accept this heavy burden of responsibility once I discover that the responsibility, indeed, is what generates choice and may be inserted into the progress, distillation, excretion, or a byproduct loop at the point of inspiration. I believe this to be a stepping stone that may help me achieve a tangible form of especially this, and a more direct connection to this. Just because the number would have increased in here, and I'm not sure, some kind of emotional connection would have increased in here, but and create a system where output is something more socially acceptable.